The impression is that drug dealing and drug abuse is a problem for the urban areas. The fact is that drugs and abuse are everywhere. A recent law enforcement sweep, which included the arrest of over 70 people in Sussex County, brought a greater awareness to the level of seriousness of drugs in rural areas. This is especially true regarding heroin. My next guest is here to explain the cause, effect, and paths to solutions for this danger. He's executive director for the Partnership for Drug-Free New Jersey, Angelo Valente. Good morning, Angelo.
Good morning, Chris.
Let me give you the website for the partnership. It's drugfreenj.org. It's drugfreenj.org. And I think, Angelo, it's got people so scared and confused with this, just the way heroin has exploded. You compare this with crack cocaine, for example, which pretty much had, with an exception or two, no doubt, was really confined to the urban areas. But with heroin, you just see it everywhere. Like I mentioned, in places, no one ever thought that Sussex County, New Jersey, would be a hotbed for heroin activity, for example.
Well, you're absolutely right, Chris. We have found that heroin abuse is, unfortunately, in all communities throughout the state of New Jersey, whether they be rural communities, whether they be suburban communities, urban communities, wealthy communities, poor communities. Unfortunately, it's a non-discriminatory a type of epidemic that we're facing at this point. And one of the biggest problems we have to deal with is that many parents in some communities may not think that this is an issue that they have to deal with, but the truth of the matter is that it's something that they need to be working on and need to be speaking to their children about on a regular basis.
And you say children and heroin, a lot of people don't even make that connection. They think of some hardcore drug as heroin as being for adults only, but given how cheap it is, a hit of heroin is cheaper than a beer at a football or a baseball game.
Absolutely. They say that at this point you can purchase heroin in almost any place in New Jersey for anywhere between $4 and $8. Now, one of the things that's very important is that heroin is an addiction that occurs in many cases as a result of an individual, a young person, being exposed and being addicted to prescription drugs. So that's the gateway or the entrance way to heroin in many cases. And that's why it's becoming such a widespread issue, because medicine cabinets are the place where young people first get access to these drugs. And in many cases, suburban and rural communities, as well as urban communities, those medicine cabinets are filled with prescriptions that were used maybe for a day or two following dental surgery or an outpatient procedure, and then they're left in those medicine cabinets, and parents are really unaware that this is the place where this all begins. It begins with the medicine cabinet.
That's why we have all these prescription drug disposal days, and even some locations, some police departments have 24/7 disposal boxes or containers, and that's really something important for every member of the community to be aware about. Because, as you said, the gateway is the prescription and the quote unquote controlled medications, but sooner versus later, it just doesn't get the job done for any kid that's developing into a serious addict. So they look for the harder stuff.
That's right. The opiate based drugs are become also very expensive once the supply dries up in their home or the homes of their friends or relatives. And heroin is an alternative that provides a stronger dose of the opiate-based high, and also it's much cheaper. So for those two reasons, we see a progression from prescription drug addiction to heroin addiction. The other thing that I think is very important is that New Jersey, for many years, for the past 5 years, has really been in the forefront of bringing this information to the public. And when you mentioned the take-back programs, well, we in New Jersey actually started the take-back program that has become the national model. So before any other state was dealing with this problem, we understood, based on the number of admissions and treatment facilities that were reporting to us, that so many young people, 15, 16, 17, were getting addicted to prescription drugs and moving on to heroin, that we thought it was so important to be able to address the issue and give parents an opportunity to help protect their homes by cleaning out those medicine cabinets, by locking up their medicines, by making sure they do an inventory to know what they have. and also by most importantly, speaking to their children about how dangerous these medicines are. I mean, most young people see these medicines being taken by parents or relatives or grandparents, but not realizing that they can become extremely addictive.
Talking with Angelo Valente, Executive Director for the Partnership for Drug-Free New Jersey. DrugFreeNJ.org is their website. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. This whole issue with heroin, too, when you look at the recent report from Treatment Help, New Jersey's ranked number 3 in the nation for heroin addiction problems, some of the obvious locations being the major hot spots, Newark, Camden, Toms River, Trenton, for example. And when you look at heroin addiction, once someone becomes a strong addict, getting them clean is not an easy cold turkey type of process. It's really an incremental process, and that path to recovery is a long and discouraging one for, I think, a lot of people.
There's no question about that, Chris. In fact, we have a video which features 4 moms. It's called TalkNowNJ.com. That's the website to visit the video. And it really is a wonderful tool for parents, because what it does is that these moms talk about their experiences. Unfortunately, 3 of these moms lost children to heroin abuse. And they're all New Jersey moms, and they're moms that everyone will recognize and identify with, the people that come from good families and they're involved in the community, and they did all they can to help their children. But heroin abuse is such a mind-manipulative disease that it is so difficult to be able to recover from it. Now, we do have wonderful examples of people that are in recovery, but certainly all of these moms, the message they send is stop it before it starts. And I think that's such an important message.
You know, I've been hearing these stories about how police are being equipped with, it's called Narcan, which it's an antidote, basically, for heroin overdose, and it does save lives, which, you know, it's great for the police. They could say life saved as opposed to having to go somewhere and notify next of kin. But, you know, cynic that I am, I see people look at that and say, oh, great, that way now if I overdose, I won't die, so let me go take my heroin. What's a more important message to be getting out? I mean, what does, for example, the partnership work to do with organizations through the state in order to bring information to make it more preventative as opposed to reactive when it comes to heroin?
Well, I think, first of all, we're in a crisis situation at this point. The issue of prescription drug abuse and heroin abuse has been ranked as an epidemic. So we have to do all we can to help save lives. And Narcan is saving lives, and the key, I believe, will be to provide those individuals with treatment, immediate treatment options that are revised, and I think that's such an important part of that whole tool that now police officers and first responders have. But ultimately, as mentioned a few moments ago, we have to stop the epidemic before it begins, and I think that there's several ways to do that. I think most importantly is education and communications between families and children. Our research has pointed over the last 20 years in New Jersey that the more communications between families and children, that the less likely young people will be to experimenting with drugs. And, of course, those steps like making sure that you don't provide easy access to these prescription drugs in your homes, to lock up those cabinets, to get rid of the medicines that you no longer need or want. I mean, anything that helps avoid a young person from beginning the experimentation phase is certainly a step in the right direction.
And there are a whole host of organizations in every community in Sussex County, no matter where you're listening to on the stream in the state, on the radio in northern New Jersey, that provides empowerment for the parents and help and resources for those who are just starting to trip into the darkness that is addiction. So reach out and look for the organizations near you, because they are out there and they are driven by some very, very dedicated people and experts that can provide you with the information and the resources and the outlets to a recovery and to a safety and to a clean life. And that's one of the goals, one of the missions that Partnership for Drug-Free New Jersey does, by providing information and helping to co-opt every organization out there into a stronger force against what, as Angelo just said, is a dangerous, serious epidemic that everyone here in New Jersey is facing. Learn more about the work for the Partnership for Drug-Free New Jersey on their website. It's drugfreenj.org. We've been joined this morning by their executive director, Angelo Valente. Angelo, thanks so much for being here this morning.
Chris, thank you for getting this message out. It's very important.